This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 330.
We are on the top of the news cycle and the top of the world. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner with social media and other comments. It makes sense. We have more information here than you can possibly imagine, and every single bit of it is correct, tested and approved by the censors, right? We have censors listening to this program, and we're all over whatever it is that's going on. So if you hear it from me, you know it's right. Right, ladies?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The business of tax, thank you. Tax rates. Joe Biden says you're a bad person if you're not paying your taxes. I'm sick and tired of the people in the middle taking it in the chin. Well, I can understand that. I'm sick and tired of it kind of, too. I don't like that expression. But what they're not, none of them, Republicans, Democrats, none of them are addressing the real problem, and that is waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, overspending. Never mind the six, well, it's hard to never mind the $6 trillion that's gone out the window in the past year. But what really is the, when you talk about taxes and you don't tie to the discussion, looking at budgets, understanding where the money is going and doing something about that to protect the taxpayer, whether it's the person in the middle who's getting it in the chops, according to Biden, or the people who he wants to pay 28%, which is what it was, admittedly, before Trump came around. It was 28%. But if you go back to the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, the taxes were higher on corporations, but there were fewer of them. You know, in the last 50 years, business, entrepreneurialism, all that kind of stuff has exploded. We were just talking, as a matter of fact, ladies, Victoria and I were talking about this Clubhouse thing, and it's just on the scene, whoever created it, it's not even fully developed yet, and they've been offered $4 billion to buy the company. So when you see the kind of money that is being made, some of these huge, I mean, it was what the business is, but right now we're talking about the stuff that could be the companies that would rebuild roads and bridges and that kind of stuff. These companies have, you know, the little guys are bought up by the medium-sized guys, and the medium-sized guys bought up by the big guys, and so there are huge benefits. And, yeah, there's a lot of money being made. You know, the people, I see the list out today of the wealthiest people in each state around the country, and that I don't know what's accomplished by that other than envy. I don't know what's created by that. Maybe there's a reason that list is published. I was also looking at a list of America's most expensive zip codes for buying a home. So what do you think, just as when you get down to brass tacks, ladies, what areas of the country do you think in terms of zip codes? The average price of a home. In one zip code in California, the average price of a home is $7,500,000.
Is that 90210?
No, it's 90210.
Beverly Hills is a slum compared to some of these neighborhoods.
This is Atherton, California, 94027. Average price there. And then the second most expensive
Where
zip code.
That's right up by Palo Alto, Stanford, that area.
Okay.
Right. Now, number two is Sagaponack, if that's how you pronounce it, Sagaponack.
Sagaponack, that's the Hamptons.
It has to be like the Hamptons, right? That's what
4,300,000, the average median price for a home. 11, the zip code is 11962. Number three on the list is 90402. That's Santa Monica. That's my zip code there. I can assure you I don't have a house that costs $4,154,000, but that's the median price of a home there. Number four on the list, Beverly Hills.
More like Pacific Palisades. Santa Monica's kind of
Good. Good to know. 4,080,000 in Beverly Hills. In 10007, that's New York City, isn't it?
Yes.
10007.
It's Manhattan.
3,900,000.
Greenwich Village area.
Yeah. 3,900,000.
Actually, I think that's Soho.
Is it?
Yeah.
In Boston, along, I can tell you, 02199 is along Columbus and Beacon Street, those areas. Average median price of a home is $3,669,000. Here we go to back to California, Palo Alto, zip code 94310, $3,522,000. So you get the most of the expensive homes are either in California or New York, right? Mm-hmm. Other than Massachusetts and Back Bay.
But even separate from all the, you know, the millions and millions of dollars. But you know, I'm in New Jersey we're at the shore, and my brother and I were just talking. His neighborhood, where his house is, there are three houses that just sold on his street between $30,000 to $40,000 over asking. And a friend of Lewis's just sold his place in Hoboken for $35,000 over asking. This is happening everywhere. And these are like,
you know, they say there's no middle class, but the middle class is paying that kind of money for a home. $1 million for a home around where I am is nothing. Frankly, the zip code I'm in, 01701, and the average price here is like $1.3 million for homes. The most expensive, interestingly, on the list of the top 20, 14 of the zips are in California. Three of them are in New York. There's only one in Massachusetts and one in Washington, which I find very interesting. But you keep looking at this list and go down into the top 40 or 50 zip codes. Again, most of them in California and New York. And one wonders whether this is going to hold up. Miami Beach is on the list at number 32. That's the only place in Florida. So I'm wondering, and I'm surprised because Palm Beach is, you know, the houses there. Oof, man. What is this saying about California? Now that all these people are leaving California, Jennifer, will that bring down the price of these homes, or just people who have money, and that's
it? Well, I think California is on the verge of a bubble. But what I've heard, and I think I told you guys this the other day, is that when I was in Colorado for my grandmother's funeral, she said, or a bunch of them, my family and friends that were talking about this, said a bunch of people from California are coming in. They think they've hit pay dirt because they sold their house at an inflated rate, and then they come into Colorado, and they see what they can get for their money, and so then they inflate the housing prices. So when you have
same in Salt Lake. That's what Jack and I were talking about that last weekend when I was in Salt Lake. Same thing is going on there. Houses being built everywhere. Everybody's coming from California. So at what point does the bubble burst? And to get back to the tax discussion, if in fact all these taxes go up, there is going to be an impact. It doesn't make any difference. Now, whether Biden's successful in convincing Congress not to increase taxes on the middle class and just to go after the big bad guys who have all the money. And again, the list is out today of, you know, it's nothing new. This list that is the same list has been the same list. It's just the amount of money that they have at their disposal has gone up. It's the same names on the list. So what are those people going to pay for all of the bridges and the roads and the other things that need to be fixed? Is it going to come? You know, this is a ruse.
Is because the infrastructure package even about now. That? 5 to 7% maybe about hard infrastructure. Everything else is about, I don't know if you guys saw the tweet by Kirsten Gillibrand, who's the, you know, she's from New York. And she
Senator from New York.
And she comes out and she says, infrastructure is child care and all of these different programs. Infrastructure is not any of those things.
No, not at all. No, not even close. So anyway, you got all of this stuff going back and forth, and nobody is talking about what my main pet peeve is, and that's bringing businesses back to America. What could be a better campaign?
Well, part of the tax thing, though, but okay, so but in fairness, part of the tax thing is, under Biden's plan, is that if he's making it much more difficult for companies to outsource a lot of their business and still claim that they're an American company. And that's that's a change in some of the tax laws.
Is that
laws.
An indirect? Okay, so that's a good move. I didn't.
Yeah, you can't hide behind saying, "Oh, I'm an American company," when really most of your business is done overseas.
But if, I guess if you're really serious about that, why wouldn't you do Doug's idea, which is a really good one, that says if you are doing any piece of your business outside of the United States, then your tax rate is 28%. The rest of us who are struggling after being shut down for a year because of a pandemic should not have to face the penalty of that. For instance, my business will be taxed at 28%. I don't do any business outside of the country. So should I be incentivized to stay at the current rate that I'm at, or should I be penalized?
You know what's going to happen with a lot of S corporations just like yours? What's going to happen is they're going to just find more expenses. Just file your file every, you know, where you might have missed an expense here or there. I guess you get them all. And you spend the money for things that are deductible. And, you know, that's how you save. This is going to create, this is going to send more people into the cracks and crevices of the tax system.
Loopholes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Unbelievable loopholes. So they'll just keep, you know, this is the corporations, again, are responsible. Sure. Do they get away with stuff like doing business overseas? Yeah, that's wrong. From my point of view, if you're going to claim you're an American company, then you better be doing business in America and incentivizing it tax-wise. Otherwise, these guys are out to lunch. So, anyway, this is a huge plan. Does he have enough support, Jennifer, to get this done?
Ridiculous thing is that the infrastructure has zero Republican support. He hasn't even asked Republicans for input on it.
Last year, though, there were a lot of big companies that didn't pay any federal income taxes. Archer Daniels Midland, which is a big ag conglomerate, and they're no good, believe me. FedEx didn't pay any taxes. Nike paid no taxes.
Yeah, this is crazy.
How do they get away with that?
They still won't. It doesn't even matter, though. They still won't, whether they make it 21. The people that are going to get hurt are people like me, people in small businesses.
Yeah, it's not going to.
Nike, Amazon, they still are going to figure it out, right?
Yeah, exactly. They have accountants, and they've got lawyers, and they've got lobbyists. Yeah. 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour. Tech? No, it isn't tech talk time. Got so many different things playing here on the program. It is time now for us to check what's going on, what's trending in the social media box. And the story about Jack Hanna, the zookeeper who has dementia, one of the most celebrated zookeepers. What are people, what's the focus here, Jay? Other than
well,
the reality
so he's
of his age.
Well, he's still very young, comparatively speaking, for what he's dealing with. He's 74
sure is.
Years old, and
74.
He's going to be going to be retiring from public life. He's been diagnosed with dementia, and the family also added this week that it's believed he now has Alzheimer's disease and has quickly progressed only in the last few months.
Wow. It does, and sometimes it really does. There's
sad.
There's a protein in your brain that goes awry, and that sometimes it can happen very, very quickly. So how long is there, the daughters, are they keeping what he's been doing going? The show's called Jack Hanna's Into the Wild, right? A Jack Hanna's Wild Countdown. Those are two shows. A lot of these.
Yeah, Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures was from 93 to 2008. The most recent was the Wild Countdown that went up until last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, hold a good thought for him. Meanwhile, Paul Rudd is in the circle of sphere of influence. What's going on with him?
Well, the trailer dropped for Ghostbusters Afterlife, and Paul Rudd is in it. And, of course, anytime Paul Rudd is mentioned, the Internet is reminded of just how much everybody loves Paul Rudd and also how he never ages. But something else in this is those the little mini puffs. I'm sorry?
Yeah, Ant-Man.
He was the Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's Ant-Man. Yeah. Look at you, Doug.
Pretty good. Ooh.
Talking
knowing
about the Marvel
something.
Universe.
Mm-hmm.
So the little
say,
mini
wait
cup.
A minute. Hold on a second. What did you say, Victoria?
I said, look at you knowing something.
Like I know. Okay.
It's
I'm
impressive.
Like,
I
yeah, of course
think
it
so.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a good poll. Yes.
All right.
Sorry,
Jennifer. I saw Khloe Kardashian on TV
wait,
last night.
Wait, let her finish the Paul Rudd story.
Excuse me. Yeah, right.
No, it's all good. It's just the giant Stay Puft Man in the trailer. It's these little mini puffs, and a lot of people are saying that they're the new Baby Yodas.
Oh, okay.
Khloe.
All right. Khloe.
It's Khloe.
Is that
Kardashian.
It now?
Yeah.
She's living in Palm Beach, is she now? That's what they say, Khloe, instead of Chloe. Come on.
Well, she has an accent over her name. No, she has an actual accent over her name, so we've all been saying her name incorrectly for all these years.
Yeah, I guess Kris Jenner has verified, like, yeah, no, it's supposed to be Khloe. But, hey, Khloe says her name is Khloe, so I think we can still roll with it.
All right, why is she on the surface here?
A unedited video, an unedited photo is making its way online. And, I mean, people are loving it, but it wasn't posed. It wasn't filtered. It was allegedly shared by her maternal grandmother, Mary Jo, MJ. And
oh, MJ's the leak?
Yeah, MJ was the leak.
Poor MJ.
She looks so happy.
MJ's in her 80s.
Right? Well, and when you look at this photo, she looks so good. Like, she looks really young. I almost thought it was a photo from years and years and years ago. But the family's people are, you know, they did copyright, and they're trying to get the photo pulled down. And then Chloe did make a comment on it because so many people were saying, why does it matter? Why can't you just leave this up? Bringing body dysmorphia into the conversation. And she released a statement saying, everybody's asked for an unflattering photo to be taken down. Like, everybody's post has had a friend who's posted something. But also she was recalling her whole life being labeled the ugly sister. Carfatchian mm-hmm. was one of her nicknames, and it's had a lot of effect on her. So whenever there is a photo, like, she wants to be posed in the photos that she puts out there.
I totally get that, and I understand, because she was, and I was not, she's always been, like, my favorite. And she's always just been real. But I think the thing is that most people look at that and go, she looks fantastic. She looks great.
You think she looks real?
No, this photo of her looks great. This real photo of her looks a lot better than what she's trying to put out there to the world. I mean, it's like...
It's real, and it shows that she actually
inspiring
is in great shape.
Yeah, how inspiring is that?
Oh, didn't we just talk about her yesterday? She's now worth $1 billion or
something? That was Kim.
Oh, Kim, okay. I see. I get them. One Kardashian is the same as another to me, but then that's me. All right, that's the story. Some trending items that... our DJV social media site, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Probably of all the questions I get on the Pet Show, the one most disturbing to most pet guardians is their dog acts aggressively around other dogs, and they want to know why they have that problem. There are many reasons why a dog may act aggressively towards another dog. He may just be afraid. He may be stressed because his space is being violated. He may feel the need to dominate. He may be protective of us. He may be very curious, or he may be overexcited. Sometimes what we perceive to be aggression may be the result of just hyper energy. The most important thing to remember, if your dog is aggressive towards other dogs, try to figure out why. If you're walking him on a leash, remember, that leash becomes his territory, and he's going to protect that. Maybe a longer leash. Also, if your dog is aggressive around the house, try to introduce him to other dogs on neutral territory. Very often, when a dog is on neutral territory and he meets another dog because there are so many distractions, the relationship is a lot stronger and resolves the behavioral problems a lot quicker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in Bryan, Texas say one person is dead, four others are wounded in a shooting at a cabinet business. Bryan Police Lieutenant Jason James tells KBTX the suspect had left the business by the time officers arrived.
Not here at this site. Law enforcement showed up. It was already over with.
Former NFL defensive back Philip Adams shot and killed a doctor, his wife, two of their grandchildren, and an air conditioning serviceman at his home in York County, South Carolina. Another serviceman was critically injured and is in the hospital. Adams later shot himself and committed suicide at his home. President Biden has now signed a series of executive actions designed to curb gun violence in the country. He said, we're an international embarrassment.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Folks are preparing as a volcano in the Eastern Caribbean is ready to pop off. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities on the Eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent said they believe an active volcano is in danger of erupting and have ordered mandatory evacuations. The island's emergency management office switched the alert level to red as officials prepared to evacuate people who live near La Soufre volcano. They placed them aboard cruise ships, sent them to nearby islands, or took them to shelters elsewhere in St. Vincent. Roughly 16,000 people live in the red zone and will be evacuated. The deputy director of the National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, Maria Medard.
We know that some people have a lot of respiratory issues, so we want to take them as far out of the zone as possible, where they will not be affected. The asphalt is likely to compromise people's health issues. It will cause air quality issues.
Scientists say there's a definite increase in seismic activity, which indicates that magma is moving closer to the surface. The volcano last erupted in 1979, and a previous eruption in 1902 killed 1,600 people.
St. Vincent Island is between Puerto Rico and Venezuela. NASCAR is Saturday night this week from Martinsville, Virginia, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Motor Racing Network. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, prevention of truth decay is what we're all about here in the club of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay. It's the Horn, Keelan, Kirshner, and Stefan program. And I can assure you in this half hour you're going to be thrilled with lots of things that we're going to bring you up to date on. Maybe find a couple of links to reality even here. We're talking about taxes and stuff. So, Victoria, I know you've been looking at the 2020 tax return stories that are coming in. A lot of people making mistakes because they don't really know what the rules are with regard to the stimulus checks. You got $1,400, you got $600. I saw something very conflicting with some money that's coming from the feds to farmers. Mm-hmm. The first round was not taxable. The second round is. So how do people know what in the world to do in the first place? And is this going to create a whole thing? Is the IRS going to go after people and get penalty and taxes because they just don't know what the heck they're supposed to be doing?
Well, it's a good question, and that's still unknown. I think the bottom line is, if you got any money, if anything changed for you, we all got stimulus money, that's not taxable. But if you claimed unemployment benefits, and then you've got that extra $600, you know, in the pandemic insurance or whatever it was nicknamed, you got the extra $600 a week, People are finding now that, you know, oh, I forgot, I didn't claim, I didn't have any money withheld from that. So it's becoming, it's becoming kind of burdensome. This is just, the best thing you can do is don't do your own taxes. Like, that is just, you know, whether you get a CPA.
Spend a couple $100.
Or you even use TurboTax online, you know, if you fill everything out or like
how do you do your taxes?
One of those,
what do you
even account? We have a CPA.
Account. All right, Jennifer, you do yours. Well, you have an accountant that does the business. Does he do yours as well? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, I have
professional?
An accountant who does, both. Both personal.
Are you
I don't
ever
mess
surprised?
Around when it comes to that. It's just
but are you, Jay, do you do it the same way?
We have a person. Yeah.
Okay. So are any or all of you ever surprised with what that person comes up with? And do you ever have taxes, either you're getting money back or you're paying in that's, you know, what am I going to do? I didn't know I was supposed to pay this, or I didn't know I was going to get that money back. You ever have those realities?
Well, yeah, the last couple of years that we've used this CPA, we've gotten money back when we weren't expecting it, so that's always a nice surprise.
Right.
We haven't gotten any bad surprises yet, but we also haven't done we haven't completed our taxes this year yet, so who knows? We know we're going to owe, but we don't know what.
Right. What about you, Jay? What do you, do you feel like you have a handle on it? Does it concern you, or is it just one of those things in life that you got to do with the old death and taxes thing? Because some people get all worked up about this.
It's pretty much normal year after year. We used to receive refund checks, and it was always about the same for a few years. And then we started owing, and it's pretty much always the same. This past year, my husband did have to take not disability. Now I completely lost the word. But he was already having taxes withheld. Unemployment, but he was already having taxes withheld, so that's not going to surprise us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good. Jennifer, any surprises with you?
I always feel nervous. I know, you know, the state of California is so bizarre that I always feel very nervous when I'm waiting because I never know. I've had to pay some years, and then I've gotten refunds some years, and for no different reason. I have no idea why.
Okay, so
I don't know
what
changes.
There's a concern that I have that I'd like to reflect on with everybody that has to do with your privacy, with your information. And whether the IRS, I think it seems to me a couple of years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the IRS had some kind of a hack or a breach and a lot of people's personal data was exposed. And when you think about all of these things, we were talking the other day about the data of those hundreds of millions of Facebook users now it's all been leaked. And then you think about the IRS and what happens there. It's a bonanza for hackers. And you think about people who have credit cards, which is pretty much everybody. And you go around and around and around. Jennifer just said something that triggered this in my mind. She's nervous. I don't think you let it overwhelm you, but people go around in this state of malaise or whatever it is, and they think, oh, well, don't worry about it. It's the government. They'll protect me. No.
Who thinks that?
I don't know.
The government will protect me.
right. No.
Clearly I don't, because I'm always worried. Because there's no rhyme or reason for me. That's what makes me nervous, is that there have been years where there's been not a huge difference in my income or any of my deductions or anything. And there have been some years where I've had to pay and some years where I don't. And what the heck is that? And then there's some years where they say, oh, you should pay ahead because I had a job at one point that was just paying me, you know, as an independent contractor. So then you have to pay ahead. It's just irritating. It's irritating.
It is.
Because there's no rhyme or reason. And, you know, I always think back to Rich McFadden, who used to be a part of this show. He now oversees us as one of our uplink gods for our syndication purposes. But he always used to say, if people had to pay their taxes each and every pay period.
Right. Absolutely.
There would
look
be
at the stub.
A flippin' outrage in this country, but everybody just sees it, you know, it goes into your account, direct deposit, you know what to expect. Nobody knows what they're actually handing over to the government. They don't realize it's 40% of their paycheck.
And then we go back to...
We get complacent. We're like, okay, well, we'll just spend more money.
Ugh. Yeah, and we go back to what we were talking about with Biden and the tax increases and stuff. Instead of making that some political swan song that some liberals really love to hear, let's go get those rich guys. Meanwhile, most of them who are saying that have made a lot of money while they were in Congress. You can be sure of that. There's nobody that goes into Congress and comes out less poorer when they come out. It just, you know, it doesn't happen that way. So you've got all of these things that need to be focused on. And then you think about how powerful that screen is in front of you. We were just laughing off the air because my screens in front of me here, I have three of them and they're all dirty. And they got little spots on them. And so I wanted to get them off, and we finally found some alcohol rub that will clean the thing off. And I was just thinking about how much time I spend in front of this computer and how much we all have informationally in our computers. And, you know, is it what are you exposing yourself to is number one. And then last week it was World Backup Day, and I am the worst when it comes to this. I don't have anything backed up. Or if I do have it backed up, I don't know about it. My computer guy says, yeah, we'll back up everything. I had to get into it. My accountant died last fall, a wonderful friend of mine for 40 years, and he was telling me once about how his backup works because, you know, I trust him with everything. I never even get involved. He does it, and he's never had a problem, and so I was thankful for that. And so one day I needed some old information, and I said, do you have this tax return from 1988 or something? He says, yeah, wait a minute, hold on a second. He just goes into his computer, bing, bang, boom, and it comes out in like 13 seconds. And so I'm thinking he's got that stuff all backed up. How does all that information, how does all that data get stored? You know, how does it, where is it? And it just more and more. Can you imagine all the tax returns that the IRS has and they have to keep? And, you know, look at any kind of document. Lawyer's offices. Go into your lawyer's office and see all of the documents that they have. It just, where does it go? I don't understand, honestly, where the hell it all goes. It says goes up into a cloud. Okay, so where's the cloud?
Rainy day. Oh, God. I was waiting for the cloud to come into this. I was like, oh, no. He's going to say, what is the cloud?
Well, I mean,
is this something that stresses you out daily? Like when you're riding on the tractor, are you thinking about where is the cloud?
Nope. I don't think about it at all. Okay. Until I'm confronted with stuff that we talk about here on the air that just kind of makes me think. And that's the idea of what we do here, is to get you to think about things. How does this affect you? How does this impact your life? How is it, whether it's your health, whether it's your money, whether it's your job, your whatever it is, I want our program to reflect or have people reflecting on what's going on in their real life. And I think this is something that is, it's there. It's kind of like that student loan forgiveness thing that's floating around. The big question for lots of people, millions and millions of people who've got these student loans, they don't know whether they're going to get their loan canceled or not. I'm not sure I think that's a good idea, frankly. I don't think I should be paying for your student debt, and that's really what would happen. I didn't borrow the money to send you to school, and I don't think that everybody should be going to school. And somebody makes an arbitrary decision, yeah, send our kid to school, we got to borrow the money because you don't have any, and so you borrow the money, and now I'm going to be asked to pay it back? No. No, that's something that I do think about. You asked me about, Jennifer, what I think about. That kind of stuff I do think about because it's just wrong. It's like giving people money who are not working an incentive. There's a difference between people who need for survival to have the help, our help. I believe it is our job to help people who are physically or mentally incapacitated. They can't work. They can't provide for themselves. That's our job as Americans. It is not my job, nor is it our job, to forgive the student loans that have been taken out or to give money to people who have the ability to work but don't want to because the government makes it too easy for them not to have to work. That's not my job. And I'll be damned if I'm going to go down and pay more in taxes. This is why people cheat on their taxes. This is why people say, oh, I'm going to figure a way around that, because they're abused. Taxpayers across the board, whether it's the small people or the big corporations, we are abused. And it's time we put our foot down and put an end to it. I don't know what the...
I always say we're stockholders in this country when we pay. We're the board of directors. We decide who's in charge and we pay for it. So why don't we every single year get an accounting? We have to do our taxes. Why doesn't the government have to give us a summary like every other corporation would give their board of directors? What did our money go to? What have you done to earn that money? And I'm telling you, we start asking for accountability. The problem is we send a paycheck over to the government and say, here, go ahead and do what you want with it, and you get a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, you do. What are you getting for your money? What's the paying for schools, for example? Victoria, you're not going to have children. So why are you paying to have children sent to school? Is that the fair way of doing it, equitable way of doing it? It's the way it's done, but is it right? They go back to my conversation about the sales tax.
That's the argument that some of my friends who also don't have kids or don't want kids, that's the argument they make for not wanting to own a home and just renting. Because, you know, your property taxes, you're paying so much in property taxes, and it's going to schools where, you know, you're not going to have a kid participating. So,
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think that public education or having this option, even if you don't have a kid to pay into, you still benefit from having an educated class of people that will be the next generation.
That's a good argument.
So I
that's
agree with that, but I think that the accountability is gone. I think, I don't know, I love the idea of school choice, where instead of giving the money to the schools, you give the money to each individual family to decide, is private education the best? Is homeschooling the best? Is public school the best? What's the best? And by doing that, you create competition, which is going to encourage public schools to do better.
Well, but that's the worry, Jennifer, because the public school systems are not doing the job across the country for the most part. So people, then they would destroy, if we let people do that, then the theory is it would destroy the system. Well, the system
would force
is destroyed now. It should be melted down, blown up. It's like the police. You know, we need the police. We need social services. We need a lot of stuff. But is the direction it's going in? Most of the people who hold political offices don't have a clue. The guy who's governor of California, he didn't have any experience in doing that kind of stuff. He didn't have any real
experience. He's run by the unions, so he created an incentive for schools to get back in session because he knows he needs it because he's being recalled. But they only have to be in session for 1 minute to get the state funds. That's it.
And
you
New
can
York,
have everybody walk back on campus for a
this?
Minute and you get it.
New York is going to offer $15,000 to undocumented immigrants who are out of work. They couldn't get unemployment benefits because they're undocumented. Hello, they're here illegally. But New York, God love them, the taxpayers there are going to pay each and every one of them $15,000. You tell me that's right and it makes sense. No, sorry, you can't, because it doesn't. Check out the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Some areas in your business have a stronger signal than others. Web pages load slowly. Wi-Fi goes from strong to weak for no reason. There's a lag when streaming. Sound familiar? Then your business or home Wi-Fi needs an upgrade. So why not check out TP-Link's Omada SDN or software-defined networking Wi-Fi for business? The benefits? Well, first of all, there's higher efficiency with centralized cloud management. Plus, Omada is easy to monitor, and managing your network happens through the cloud through a single interface. Another benefit is higher security with a ton of options. And Omada is one of the most affordable business Wi-Fi solutions out there. So from restaurants that need high quality and full Wi-Fi coverage to education where the challenge is high density, TP-Link's Omada SDN is strong and reliable. Check out tp-link.com for more on the Omada SDN.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dr. Ken is here with his weekly overview in the question department. I suppose we all have a lot of questions, but these are sort of specific questions about specific things. For example, the cost of obesity, because you are a preventative cardiologist and you're always talking about the measurements, you know, if you're this size, you're going to be obese and that sort of thing. So we all know that contributes to heart attacks and strokes, your specialty. What does it cost, literally, in terms of how much a year to our healthcare system?
What is the dollar cost?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's huge. You know, I've heard $6-7 billion a year with a B, but in terms of, there's many different costs, something you don't even think about. Obviously, the cost to the healthcare system directly because of all the illnesses that obesity causes, from cancer to heart disease to strokes, diabetes, high blood pressure, many, many more. But also the loss of work, the productivity loss in the economy that we often don't think about is huge losses because of that, because of the illnesses that people get. So getting your BMI definitely under 30, that's the obesity line, and definitely also please under 25, that's being overweight. We want our BMIs ideally under 25, but definitely under 30, and that's where we're in the safe zone. The one exception is the very, very muscular person. The BMI falls apart because muscle is heavier, and it can make your BMI higher than what it should be, but it's okay. So if you're right, very muscular, talk to your doctor about your weight and your BMI.
But in the meantime, I think you and I measured, me and you, and I was a little over 25 and you were under it. I think I was 26 and you were 24.
You were getting very close. I mean, that, yeah. And also in the middle of the day, this is dry weight. When you wake up in the morning, you haven't yet consumed anything. And not to get too clinical, but you've done the bathroom things, and you're in as little clothing as you can wear without getting arrested. This is your ideal body weight, your dry weight.
Check it then. That's what Kenneth's telling
you.
Check your weight then.
Because it varies up to 6 to 8 pounds with clothing, depending. You know, you're in heavy boots. You just consume a gallon of water,
remember,
and it's going to be so much more.
I remember last time I was in your office, one of your assistants said, will you please step on the scale? And I weighed, I don't know, 183 or something. And she said, oh, it was higher than it was last year. And I said to her, I bet you if I took all my clothes off and I stood here naked, I'd weigh 176.
Well, and we don't want you to get arrested, but that's
no, but
why
I mean, that wearing... If you put somebody on a scale with their clothes on, it's an irrelevant number.
Well, but we know that when I look at it, I know the context of it, and it can vary, as I just said, so much. And that's why I love when people get it under controlled conditions in the morning, your dry weight, and that's really the weight that you want to compare day to day.
Here's a question about anabolic steroids and whether they hurt your testicles. I think that goes in line with riding a bicycle, doesn't it? Or steroids that you're just talking about bodybuilders. A lot of bodybuilders use these steroids, right? Maybe we ought to explain, if we have time, the difference between the various kinds of steroids that are on the market.
Well, these are anabolic steroids are primarily male sex hormones, synthetic, like testosterone. And anybody who's using any kind of steroid without the direct supervision of a physician is looking for severe trouble, including death. So I would just urge nobody to take steroids of any sort without talking to a physician and doing it with the help of a physician and making sure the physician has a good indication for it. And it's not to build up muscle mass, because this is what you're talking about. That is one way to destroy your health. And I urge people not to take any kind of steroids to bulk up, because you're not doing it for your health.
Well, you see a lot of these bodybuilders, both men and women, who have been on certain types of steroids, and they die an early death. You start on in your 20s, many of these people are dead before they're 50.
And you're going to do harm to your testicles and also other parts of your body. You don't want to do this. And no physician's going to give you steroids to build up muscle. It's just not a healthy thing to do.
No. All right, word to the wise. Questions for Dr. Ken. We always have them. If you've got them, send them to me at Doug at DougStephan.com. I am Doug Stephan. He is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can find him at Lake Cardiology. Give him a buzz if you want to have a great connection and lots of info. 352-735-1400. This is DJV Health.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.